Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from John chapter 2, verses 18 to 19. Then the Jews demanded of him, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." Have you heard the name Alan Ezel? He holds 65 degrees. However, only one of them is real. The other 64 diplomas and certificates were fakes that he purchased. And as an article last year in Forbes magazine noted, the most work he ever did for a fraudulent degree was a 4-page paper for a master's. Ezel is an 81-year-old former FBI agent, and during the last 11 years before his retirement, he ran what was known as Operation Diploma Scam. It's all part of an effort to crack down on fake degrees and fraudulent credentials. And the religious leaders of Jesus' day may have felt that they were doing the same thing after he cleared the temple of money changers and dove dealers. They said, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" They demanded that he show them his credentials in the form of a miracle. Today, you and I live in a world which makes a similar demand. When you and I share our faith, someone may answer, "Well, why should I believe what Jesus says? Why should I believe that he is who he says he is, the Son of God? Why should I believe him when he assures me that by trusting in him and his death for me on the cross, I have forgiveness of sins and will rise at the resurrection to eternal life?" And chances are good that you've heard those questions asked by skeptical family and friends alike. Peter describes this situation in his first letter when he says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." Although, as much as we may have been shocked by the challenge that the leaders made for Jesus to show them his credentials, have you ever found yourself doing the same? When something traumatic takes place in our life that leaves us shaken, have you ever found yourself asking Jesus to give you a sign? In our weakness, we may even find ourselves demanding that he prove himself by showing us a miracle. The answer that Jesus gave to the leaders is the same one that he gives to you and me today. In fact, it's the only foundation for our faith. That's because it's solid and unmistakable. It's our Savior's resurrection. When the leaders demanded that Jesus reveal his credentials and show them a miracle, he responded by saying, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." Thinking that he was referring to the massive temple before them, they pointed out that it took 46 years to build it. In their minds, such an incredible feat was clearly impossible. Even by today's standards and with today's equipment, it would have been well beyond what's possible. But Jesus had something far greater planned and beyond anything they could imagine. As John points out, and he himself would go on to witness, the temple he had spoken of was his body. If Jesus had simply died, then everything you and I are holding on to now would be meaningless. Jesus would just be another charlatan, a fraud. But having been raised, he has produced rock-solid proof of his credentials. No other proof, no other miracle, including those we may demand in our fear and weakness, would provide this assurance. They would still leave us filled with doubt. No, this is our Savior's proof of his promises. He did exactly what he said he would do, and did what only he could accomplish. God the Father has received this sacrifice that he made for us on the cross as the full payment for all of your sins and mine. He has conquered death. And when he says that you shall rise at the resurrection, you can be sure of it. In a world of fake degrees and fraudulent credentials, as Alan Ezel has shown with 64 degrees and all of them fake, some are not worth the paper they're printed on. Christ's credentials, his resurrection, is rock solid. And so are his promises to you of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and yes, to be with you always. Let us pray. Risen Savior, thank you for revealing the rock-solid credentials of your love for me by fulfilling the promise you made that following your crucifixion, you would rise again. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.